This is the I'm Stuffed podcast, a podcast with information about eating disorders that you may not have heard about before. And of course, we're going to fight off that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queenie June Borgman, and in today's episode, episode 4 of season 8, we're talking about the choice of euthanasia when people have an eating disorder. Okay guys, welcome back to a new episode, and this episode is called Euthanasia with an Eating Disorder. I'm going to make a little bit of a disclaimer here. You're going to hear some personal opinions from me. That's why it's also to some extent my podcast, because I try to be so objective as possible, but sometimes you will hear the subjectiveness as well. And we're going to touch a very, very delicate subject in my personal opinion. If I've seen it through time with my clients, and yeah, just how and what. I also want to claim before we even start this episode that there's no good, there's no right or wrong in these types of things. There's no black and white, because it's a very, very delicate, it's a very, very delicate decision, and everybody has their own reasons to choose for something or to not choose for something. And that is that. If you want to know more about yourself or understand yourself better, I always would say check the episode out of mine, Why the Nice Girl Always Gets the Eating Disorder, or, you know, that's the title, but it could be Boy or Them or, you know, however that is out there. And I would also like to remind you that you can always follow the podcast, share it with a friend, tell your coworker about it, tell your caregiver about it, tell your parents about it so they can understand you better, or of course that you can listen to this so you understand yourself better. That is that, and let's start with the podcast episode. Oh guys, you know, I find it such a touchy subject, and I'm like recording this in week 51 of the end of this year, and maybe it's something that is on some people's mind or maybe not. And that's why I'm recording this, because I know how what a tricky part this is. But before I'm going to start with, you know, this, I don't really think that this episode has like the tips and tricks. It has, of course, some tips and tips, definitely not tricks. And again, there's no good and bad in this, in my personal opinion. But I'm going to share with you my feelings back in the day when I was struggling. And now as a healthcare person, seeing these people in front of me, you know, what do I think, what is happening, and so on. When I had my eating disorder so many years ago, I really felt like there was this big gray cloud above me that would not go away. And it wasn't per se like the physical thing. Of course, my physical appearances have changed throughout time. Because of the eating disorder back in the day, but more about the emotional thing. There was this gray cloud that I just wasn't happy. And in that problem, I also had that it felt like this, it would be this way forever. And it felt like, and this would really be the way how I would be talking to myself. Nowadays, I couldn't even recognize it. Because I like to lead with compassion towards myself or to other people. But I really thought to myself, you know, or talked to myself, you know, Queen, what type of retard are you that you cannot do the basics as an animal and just eat? You know, why can't you feed yourself proper? Why is it always too much in this case? Because back in the day, I was and the binge eating took a lot of energy and draining. And I really did not want to live this way. I really was like, you know, I'm, I don't know, 20-something, 21, 22. And this is my life. While everybody's functioning normal and, you know, is going to parties and dating and I don't know, whatever, you know, was there. Thank God eventually I did as well and had a good time. But I was like, what the fuck is happening, you know? Why me, of course? But also, if this is how my quality of life is going to look like, and you know I will be saying the word quality of life often in these episodes, then why on earth should I stay here? And I think that was a valid way to think, even up till now. I think that still is a valid way to think, because you reassess your quality of life, and you want to see certain things happen, and you have certain dreams and certain hopes, and you are also the person that's working against yourself at the same time. It's very tiring to experience that. When I had that, I seriously had times that I just wanted to die. I was like, fuck that shit, you know? Why on earth should I stay here? It seems like a dead end. Back in the day, you know, I had like this gap year. So I didn't have my paper. Thank God I always had my friends. These are lovely people. Didn't have my paper. Wasn't doing stuff that a 21-year-old was doing. Wasn't at a party. Wasn't dating. Didn't feel that I was living the protocol, you know, having a job and this, but I was feeling very empty. And that emptiness is always a sign of something is off, something in your quality of life is off. And it's, for me personally, and I think for a lot of people, either being eating disorder or something else, how you talk to yourself, how you think about yourself, certain fears you still have about the future or maybe about your certain behavior that really can feed into that. I hope you can still follow me while I'm saying that. So to be honest, I really, really didn't want to live. I was like, what the fuck? You know, this is not for me. I don't get how people want to become 100. I don't get why people want to become old. I don't get why people want to be here if life is this way, basically, or have the possibility to stay this way. I mean, even after that, I, you know, now post eating disorder stuff, you will always have some of your little residue of your eating disorder, and not about the food, not about that shit, but maybe your perspective on how you look at life. I'm not here a person that wants to be like, oh, I want to have euthanasia, or I don't want to live. Definitely not. I want to live. I want to see what it's out there. I want to explore. I want to go on adventures. I want to live on other places in the world and see how they live. I want to make money to make sure that I can sustain myself, but I don't need too much. I want to have kids because I think that's one of the most beautiful things that is out there. I want to have good people around me, and I want to see where that goes, either it being me becoming 50 or 80. However, and that's my realistic part of my eating disorder and the part of quality of life, if it means that I can become, I don't know what, 84, but I'm peeing my pants and I don't know what I'm doing anymore and I have dementia, for me personally, then euthanasia doesn't sound like a bad thing, because my quality of life is so, so bad that I am disconnected from myself then, and not in the moment anymore, not in life anymore. I'm just a shell of what I ever was. And now, so many years later, so after post-eating disorder recovery, that is how I look at life and how I would see euthanasia coming back in my life. Let me put it that way. For the people that I have in front of me now, again, I find it a very hard topic to talk about. And I see girls from 22, 24 that have some baggage, that really don't only have an eating disorder. I think I'm lucky that I only had an eating disorder with HSP next to that. And I still am a high sensitive person, but I don't see that as a bad thing. I can pick up energies, and that's something that I think is actually very, very valuable in a world where people are not honest anymore to other people. But there are a lot of people out there that have eating disorders with a lot of other shit, and the eating disorder is just a little part of bigger shit, if I could put it that way. And I've seen, up till now, girls or young women wanted to have euthanasia, are in a care home, and have an eating disorder, but also other shit, and they're just not progressing in life, and are stuck to some extent at the place, not per se at the place where I was, because I still always said to myself, you know, you're going to work and you're going to, you know, be a functional human being. But also that can be quite not working, because why can I not sit and just relax back in the day? And now, thank God, I can. and just lean back and just in helicopter view and see where shit goes. I can personally really say, as a healthcare taker and healthcare giver, I don't know what the words are anymore, that when I have these young women in front of me and I have my other colleagues, because we work multidisciplinary and means that we all, a psychologist, dietitian, social worker, we all work together. And I think that I've been the only one up till so far that isn't shocked when they say that, doesn't want to talk them out of it and actually respect their decision. And I don't know, I think for a lot of my coworkers that would be scary or something, that, you know, why am I seeing that and why am I okay with that? And I think it has to do with the experience expert part. Maybe for you who are listening to this, we all had that dark undertone with our eating disorder of not seeing that silver lining. So I think for everybody who's listening to this that has an eating disorder and you are hearing about a person that wants to have euthanasia because they cannot bear this disease anymore and other diseases, that I think it's quite normal to make that choice. Not to do that choice, but to make the choice and see if the GP is going to, you know, and other multidisciplinaries are going to say yes or no to that. By the way, that's not possible. There's only one person that says yes or no to that, but they take the evaluation of everybody in consideration that has met that person, at least here in the Netherlands. As a healthcare giver, I have met them all, for the persons that by coincidence came into my practice or the practice that I worked in that wanted to do that. And if you have that choice now in the current emotional state that you have, don't be ashamed of doing, of feeling that, basically, because it's a feeling and your feeling isn't there for a reason. But what you should be wary of, what you definitely should be conscious or wary, I don't even know how you say the other word, but at least conscious, should be conscious of, that feelings are temporarily. And although you're having these feelings consistent back, can you make that effort on, and did you make enough effort to turn it around? And are you giving yourself enough time? Or are you black and white thinking like that it's so usual with eating disorders? And are you basically saying it's either I live or I die? You know, what is your, what of this disease is also making a part in that decision? Again, I am not surprised when people are making that decision. I understand from which pain that comes from and from what drained feeling that is coming from. But wanting that and based on which soil and based on where your headspace is, that is a different thing. It should be coming from a place that is 100%, 1000% sure if you really would want that. And I think that's a very, very big difference. That's why you will always hear me say there's no right or wrong in this. Everybody has their own package and their own, you know, rucksack with why they based upon the why they should be doing this or that. But I understand. And I hope there are other healthcare takers or givers, God Jesus, that understand that as well. And this episode here that I'm trying to record, what I find quite hard, is to give it a tip, to give yourself time to see if the unhealthy patterns of the eating disorders are making this decision, or that you're making this decision on with the clear mind, you with a some, you know, clear mind, and you really, really don't see it becoming different in the future. If you really, really see that, and that you gave yourself thousand chances to show that you're wrong basically on making this decision, that is something that I would highly advise you. And I think that is the best tip I can give regarding this situation. You really, really need to give yourself a long period of time of knowing sure, you know, being sure about these things, and see if you're thinking with a clear, healthy mind or you're thinking with a clouded mind. In that, again, there's no right or wrong. I would I'm not gonna lie, I understand as a healthcare giver, but of course I wouldn't like to see those people go. And one of the reasons why is that I think 10 out of 10 times, these people that are asking for dead are very beautiful, sweet, sensitive people that cannot handle the shittiness and the shittiness of people in this world and the demands and how fast this world is going and work demands and everything that comes with it, you know, the picture perfect life, the thing how life should be, children, partner, need to work 40 hours, need to balance everything out, and not everybody can do that in this world without being fucking drained. And that is totally normal to feel that way, and also totally normal not to only to not strive for that or be different than that norm. Again, in my personal opinion, as after over 3 years of looking to clients in this specific field of eating disorders, of me being it through myself, I think these people do not deserve that choice because they are sensitive and they still need to learn a lot on how maybe the world functions and how to create some good boundaries towards themselves and towards others to survive this world. Because this world, either it being with so much luxury we have now or with nothing at all, it will still be a big challenge. So that is that part. I hope this episode gave you a little bit of insight what I dealt with back in the day, how I think about it, the tip that I gave you, and also maybe again from a helicopter view as a person that have had quite some conversations with people, also the one who wanted the euthanasia, how I perceive you all and how I think maybe what the problem would be and what would be needed. Again, there's so much more things that are going on in everybody's life and what type of baggage you have and everything that comes with it, but you decide how you're going to react to all of that. And I think that is also a very important tip to give to you, either it being this subject or something else. You decide how you react to that, and you decide if you keep your mental health sane or make it insane. And that is all your choice, although maybe it doesn't always feel that way. So that is that. That is this episode, and I hope I'll see you the next time. If you have any questions, you can always DM me. Again, I find this a very, very tricky episode. There's no right or wrong. But do reconsider all of these things that I just said before you're making something that is not something, you know, before you're making a step that you cannot turn around. And giving yourself all the room and space, room and space and all the options to try before you do something that is definitive, or in Dutch, definitief. I hope I'm saying it well in English. So that is that, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that and enjoy your day.